Making Small Talk with Jesus. Chapter 3. The Green Chair.
Even though she left me alone, time ago, making small talk with Jesus, help me lighten my load.
I love doing it in this chair, Lexi said, smiling as she gently pushed my body backwards into the faded green wingback. I like the sound it makes when we get a rhythm going, Jesse, she said as she slowly stepped out of her skirt, then climbed on my lap, legs straddling my thighs, sinking deeply into a caress, kissing me on my neck and mouth. Lexi and I were convinced that our son JT was conceived in that old comfortable chair that rocked with a bittersweet sound. Miss Vivian, Lexi's mother, owned the chair and kept it in the crowded foyer of her house. Evenings after Lexi's shift at the diner, we would make out and even have sex in that chair, sometimes while her mother watched I Love Lucy, only a couple of hundred feet away in the living room. Miss Vivian didn't like to be disturbed as she paid full attention to the latest ridiculous predicament that Lucy has gotten herself into. Back then, Lexi spent all her extra money on rhythm and blues music. She didn't listen to nothing else except for my radio show, which was a mix of country, singer-songwriters, and classic R&B. She said, "If it ain't got no soul, I don't need to hear it. If it ain't about love, what's the point?" Sometimes after making love, she would whisper in my ear the song lyric, "There is no hiding place from love." I was intrigued with her passion for soul music and the fact that she didn't give a damn if folks knew she had a few black friends. I would sneak cross town with her on weekends and meet up with her colored girlfriend, Darlene, then dance and drink moonshine at an after-hours joint near the railroad tracks. I was always amazed of how many white folks were amongst the partygoers and the high count of interracial couples that materialized under cover of darkness. Lexi said she admired black folks' strength. She told me one night she would never have been able to carry the burden of being black, being treated like an outsider, inferior, knowing full well you're not. She shook her head and said she couldn't bear the strain of it. Lexi would leave the door to the foyer cracked open. It was one of Miss Vivian's rules, no closed doors in her house, but she never entered a room without announcing herself long before she reached the doorway. Besides, she was on disability and used a walker, so that always gave us plenty of time to adjust ourselves. Lexi's lovemaking ritual began with her stacking the portable phonograph with 45s, all ballads by black female singers. She selected and positioned each record for full seductive effect. The first song would be something with strings, with Dinah or Sarah singing about the thrill of love, which instantly warmed up the room, a room that was always cool summer all winter. Then to really heat things up, the second record would be one of her favorites, like Ain't No Way by Aretha. She'd sing along and sway, moving her hips in small, suggestive circles. All I had to do was sit in a chair and enjoy her transformation as Lexi shook off the quiet, wholesome, church-going waitress and became Lusty Lady X, her love-making nickname, one I would whisper again and again as we mounted a steady groove. By then, the music had become background. We couldn't hear it anymore because our passion was peaking. I'm not sure about Lady X, but I heard only the percussive sound of sharp breathing, in, out, in, out. The records kept dropping on top of each other, and the phonograph's arm moved with precision, floating into position, falling perfectly onto the first groove, riding over scratches and picking up the lint that wrapped itself around the needle, producing a heavy, hazy sound that served to drown out the green chair's rocking.
Making Small Talk with Jesus, a country ballad, is produced by Quincy McCoy and Laura Privis. Editing and sound design by Robert Hollywood Rhodes for RJR Productions. Theme music by Beth Custer. This novella was written and read by the author, Quincy McCoy.